Hey, girl. Okay, let me reply to you in, like, two separate paragraphs. The first question that you asked is, how do you know the difference between love and a crush? Because you were saying that a lot of times you would get those intense crushes, and then you analyze the guy, and you analyze why you're with him, and you analyze this, and you analyze that, and then before you know it, it's over. So your first question is, you don't understand how people love one another, and how this love thing feels. Okay, first of all, I really like the rationale behind your message. Very few people have the courage and the strength to admit that what they are going through is a crush, not love. Okay, let me tell you how this works. In the beginning, you get attracted to someone. Okay, you like them, you like their aura, you like how they talk, you like a certain look that they have. You're just attracted to them, but you don't know them. You haven't interacted with them. You didn't get up close and personal with them. So this is like just attraction. Now, if you get close, but they do not let you get close enough, this forms a challenge. You begin obsessing over the person. And this is where the crush happens. This intensity, this obsession, this hormone-filled phase. That's what a crush is. It's basically when you're attracted to someone and you don't get enough of them, so you begin obsessing over them, and then you have this intense feeling. Now, crushes have two ways to go. Way number one, they end bad with a heartbreak because they were so intense. Way number two, they just cool off and they would go away as if they never happened. Love, on the other hand, takes a different turn. When you're attracted to someone, you feel that you want to get to know them. You feel that you want to spend time with them. You feel that you share things and interests, and you like talking to them, and you like being around them. And when something good happens, you want to call them and let them know. Or when something bad happens, you also want to call them and let them know. It's not as intense or as obsessive as a crush. It doesn't have the air of a challenge to it. It's more of comfort, more of serenity than challenge. Challenge comes with crushes. I want to get him comes with a crush. The intensity comes with a crush. But when we talk about love, it's more nice, it's more comforting, it's more reassuring. It feels more right than wrong. And that's how it starts. But the nice thing about love is that it has phases. The beginning with the attraction usually is followed by getting to know that person, and then you bond. And when you bond, you get closer, you are secure around that person, you're not afraid to share, you're not afraid to be exposed, you're not afraid to be taken advantage of. And then afterwards, this bond becomes stronger, where you want to feel this sense of commitment, where you really want to be with that person. And you feel that your mind and your body and your soul agree on that person. You don't have the ifs and the buts and the whys and the hows. You don't try to change them. You just accept them and accept the added value that they bring to your life. I once read that true love is the kind of relationship that would push you in the direction of personal growth. So if you are with someone that is pushing you to grow and to develop, I'm not talking career-wise, I'm talking inside of you as a person, to explore different areas of yourself, to think and to analyze and to feel new things. This is how growth happens. And that only happens when you really love someone and that person loves you back. But if you are in a relationship where you feel that you're not accepted, or that you have to hide, or that you have to change yourself or to change the other, where you question what the hell brought you together in the first place, that's not love. So I think that for you to realize that you're in love, you need to give it time. Because time is the true test of love. Time tells you if it's going in the right direction or not. If it's growing or if it's dying. You just find that out by time. Now, the second half of your problem about the guy himself and you feeling that you miss him and you analyze stuff and you look into his Facebook and so on, this is the attraction phase. This is the beginning. How would it go? Is it going to be just a crush and an obsession? Or is it going to turn into true love and bonding and so on? That depends on how you handle it and how he receives it. Now, it has to be mutual. If we're talking love, it has to be mutual. If we're talking bonding, it has to be mutual. So, again, I'm just going to tell you that it's a matter of time. And it's good to keep your eyes open, but over-analyzing things just takes out the beauty of things. It kills it. So, keep your eyes open, but don't analyze everything. And if you're enjoying this feeling, this little thing that's alive inside of you, just let it be. Don't try to kill it. Don't try to stifle it. Just give it a chance and see where it goes. Is it different or not? Time will tell. Would it grow or not? Time will tell. But the fact that you asked if you're just filling this emotional void inside of you or not, it could be true, but it's only human. Don't be too hard on yourself. It's only human to try to fill the void. But what I like about you and what I like about your message is that you have a mind, you have brains. So yes, you're trying to fill the void, but once you feel that the filling is not correct, your mind takes over and you say, no, that's it, that's the end of it. So if I were you, I would enjoy it, give it time, keep my eyes open, and let me know how it goes.